This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We broadcast every Tuesday with Rick Miller. DocRam.com, DocRam.com. Rick, you and I and Matt Stein, Storm and Norman Cantwell, Craig Douglas, all USA Prepares instructors are going to be in Kansas City at the Survival Expo, KCI Expo Center, October 1 and 2, right?
Yes, and I will be doing a talk that I may write as an article for the Nexus America that has just merged with Gaia TV. Nexus Magazine has been my mentor, publisher for more than 15 years. I am honored that they are now going to hold an American Nexus conference this next year, and I will be talking in Kansas City on the world mind control, global mind control, and the first four worlds of defense, and how to defend yourself against what's going on out there. And let me tell you, it is coming from us, coming at us from all sides. It's unbelievable. From electromagnetic waves, your heat thing that you want to talk about, it's coming to us in education, and the fact that the family has broken down to the point where there is no direction for our children in moral codes of ethics, rules of conduct. It's just our society is breaking apart at the seams. And my guess is, in the end, when it's all over, the United States is going to be divided into nine basic provinces, some of which may or not be part of the Union.
Yeah, and Matt Stein's going to be talking about when disaster strikes and what you need to do, know, and have on hand. I'll be talking about I'm going to be talking about disinformation. I'm going to be talking about some of the lies that have been told to us and how we can ferret out the truth and what we need to know in order to defend ourselves. So yours and your seminar and mine dovetail. And then Craig Douglas is going to be talking about food storage, how to select food and what's right. And then you've got Storm and Norman Cantwell, who's going to be flipping people around on the floor.
He's showing them how to do hands-to-nuts combat.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm also going to be talking about how to start your own business and take the same tax deductions that Donald Trump takes, including if you decide that you're going to start your own business and you just make that mental decision, how you can write the trip off.
Trump is a buffoon, but he said something the other day that I really enjoyed. He said it used to be that Detroit made all the automobiles and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now guess what? All the cars are made in Mexico, and guess what? You can't drink the water in America.
Well, that's something that I wanted to talk to you about. There are toxins in most major cities that are way, way dangerous.
Way dangerous.
Even chromium.
Those are your tax dollars at work.
Yes. And so, do you have a thought? Okay, so anyway, we're going to be in Kansas City, and we'll be available to answer your questions to the best of our abilities, and that will be October 1 and 2. And, Rick, do you find that after your seminar, people come up to you and they've got, like, more questions? And then they've got
and
more questions.
That's what going into the future is all about. Isn't it amazing that the more you begin to actually understand, the more questions you have, which means, are you making any ground?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I find interesting is a lot of times the wife will be there for the seminar, and then on Saturday, and then she'll say, you know, she'll come up to me and say, you know, I've got to have my husband come and meet you and talk some more about this, and or it'll be, you know, the other spouse saying, I've got to get, you know, my spouse to come to hear more about this because it's something that he needs to hear or she needs to hear. But then there's one thing that we cannot fix, and that's church. There, I have been unable to get people to come to our events instead of going to church. They will say, no, I've got to go to church. I go, well, weren't you there last week? Yeah. How about the week before? Yeah. Most every Sunday, you know, for years? Yeah. Well, do you think you can get your preacher to let you off just once? And just once, maybe you want me to write you a note? I'll write you a note. And they say, no, it's no.
Actually, no. The church itself should hold a congregation because at some point it's going to play like that. Religious differences. There are things in terms of this immigration laws that are happening where they're bringing people in from other worlds purposefully to disrupt. And when I say that, ideologies aside, you know, the Muslim religion and the Christian religion, by definition, are in opposition to each other right out of the gate. And now a good Muslim and a good Christian can live very, very well together. However, their ideologies are different. For example, in a Muslim household, it is okay to lie to an infidel. Now, these values are, there's nothing wrong with those values. However, it's like oil and water. They don't mix because of fundamental foundations in belief systems. And here's the bad news. That's arbitrary because if you were born in Iraq, there is a high likelihood you are not going to be a Christian. That means that beliefs like that that separate us from church and state are arbitrary, and that we need to revision what it means to get along. And that's why I'm always drawn not so much to Christian teachings, but the teachings of Christ, which was different, called Essene philosophy. And I am at war inside myself as well as outside myself in trying to reconcile these variations and not making judgment on another man. That's God's will. It isn't that they're wrong. I don't know because I'm not God. And to make judgment is the very thing Christianity is supposed to not do. And yet they would be possibly the first to break their own rule. So I'm confused, and I don't understand what's going on.
And how about the FBI? How about the FBI, Rick? The FBI feels that they are entitled to lie and masquerade and impersonate journalists.
Well, there it is. There it is. The double values. Do what I say, not what I do. I have to tell you, Quantico, the series Quantico, is opening my eyes to the way it is, just working. I was so glad to be so transparent and ignorant that they kept me on the outer rings as a spook because I was really a nerd. And I didn't want to play that game of not knowing who anybody is in the lab next to me. That's crazy.
Well, in that series Quantico, these agents are encouraged to lie and misrepresent.
That is exactly correct. And how to manipulate. And here's the thing about lying. There are all kinds of lies. How about counterintelligence, lying by omission? Not telling a lie, telling the truth, but misdirecting. Look, children, over here. ISIS is beheading a bunch of people. Hey, children, look, over here. and you, it's sleight of hand. That's what it is. It's a sleight of hand, laser main magic.
And when an FBI agent comes to our door and wants to talk to us, that's the last thing I want to do, is talk to an agent.
Well, you don't know how to trust him, and who knows if he's really an FBI agent. I think the first thing you do is you take a photocopy with your camera of his badge, see how he likes that. You know, seeing your badge is one thing. Here, let me get my camera and take a quick picture, please, of you with your badge. Let's
I know, it's
see how
interesting.
That plays.
Well, I can tell you how it, I can tell you how it plays.
That's your right to do that, by the way, and to pick up the phone and call the FBI to confirm that the person at your door is the real deal. No, I want proof, and that badge is not enough.
Before I had a chance to know Mike Parsons very well, he came to one of our expos, and Mrs. Finelli came up to me and she said, "Vincent, there's this reporter who wants to talk to you." And I said, "Oh man, I'm so busy." And she said, "No, he really wants to talk to you. He's been pestering me. Would you please just go talk to him?" So I said, "Okay." So I went over to where this guy was, and I said, "Well, you know, come on over here." I brought him over to an area where we could chat kind of privately, well, semi-privately. I mean, there's a lot of people there. And just away from the crowd by, you know, maybe 10 feet, 15 feet. And so this man said to me, you know, "How many guns do you have? How much food do you have?" And I bristled at that, and I immediately jumped him. And I said, "Who are you? And, you know, I need to see your ID right now, right now." And so I demanded, I mean, I did the police tactics, okay? Down on the ground, down, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so he pulls out his driver's license, and I took a picture of it, front and back, right then and there. And I said, "All right, now, do you have any diseases I need to know about? Because I don't know who you are."
Oh, man.
Mike, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this 6'5" guy, Mike Parsons.
And the key is to not do this in anger. The key is to do this in panache. And, you know, you have rights, I have rights. I'd like to exert my rights by knowing who you are before I disclose private information. Period. End of story. And why would you want to know how many guns I have? Is that called gun hoarding or animal hoarding? Or what is that called? And now there's a group out there that are trying to separate people that collect guns to those that just have one or two.
Yeah.
It only takes one, buddy. It doesn't take a bunch of them. There's no difference.
Yeah. And Mike Parsons had a big grin on his face when he saw me do that for the first time. We'll be right back. Class, I'm survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can. But supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, the top of the hour news, the mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, said to the effect that, well, Charlotte, North Carolina is open for business. You know, I was talking about the protests and the rioting. And so you can see that the number one concern of the CEO of the Charlotte, North Carolina Corporation is concerned about commerce. That is their number one concern. So these protesters, to have an impact on getting the city to pay attention to them, is disruption of commerce. That is what they're most concerned about. A couple of people getting killed here or there, that doesn't seem to matter unless the public uses that as an attention getter to disrupt even more commerce. And so that's really what this is all about. The city is concerned about tax revenue, sales revenue. They don't want businesses to go out of business because people don't want to go to Charlotte, North Carolina because of fear of being harmed. So that's my take on it. And then something else I heard on the top of the hour news that bothers me is that these flat screen televisions some of them have been manipulated so that the testing of how much energy they use has been altered by a test configuration so that when they're being tested, they appear to use less electrical energy than they use in the real life situation. So that's another case of fraud and lying. We the villagers, we the people who buy these devices, just like Volkswagen lied about the fuel economy of their vehicles by manipulating the test conditions, or the environment for for the testing so that they appeared to use less, have less emissions than they actually do. So here,
just like cell phones and recharging batteries, we are being exposed to higher and greater levels of toxicity that we can't see, feel, smell, or otherwise taste, spindle, or mutilate. You know, smart meters aside, the cell phone is going to be at some point realized as one of the single most direct causes for cancer.
And you've got a link on your site, docram.com, about 5G, fifth generation telecom, the perfect tool to modify, to mass modify our brains.
If we do this, we're sunk, and they are trying to ram that through Congress right now. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And no disclosure, even to someone like me, as a scientist that spot this right away, I still can't find all the data that I would need to vet the completing of the, on my feelings on it. And I have to tell you, if I can't figure it out, what does that suggest? They're spending a lot of time to make it convoluted.
So
what is that?
If we have, just so that if we have those new to this broadcast, if we are breathing air that has aluminum and metals in it, and that becomes part of our body, if we are drinking soft drink soda that has acid in it that etches the liner of the cans of soda that are made out of aluminum, and we drink aluminum with our beverage, if we're using antiperspirants that contain aluminum, if we are cooking, and we're applying that to our bodies because we don't want people to see a sweat, if we are cooking with aluminum cookware, aluminum pots and pans, if we're
aluminum
using aluminum foil.
Aluminum,
right.
aluminum.
Right. If we're doing all these things and we have aluminum in our bodies, which we know causes mental problems, which we know causes Alzheimer's-like problems, if we're doing that and we have aluminum in our bodies, and that's a conductor of electricity, and then we have electromagnetic radiation coming from the cell phones and the towers, are we not cooking ourselves at a greater rate than we might?
Yeah, what they're doing is turning you into a little laptop, better known as an avatar, transhumanism. That's called a bio API, capital API. Check it out. Just do a Google on bio API. See where that takes you. That's an interesting thing about what's happening. And here's the bad news. That, you know, the aluminum recycling bottle cans that you take in? Well, they're delivering it back to you, like first with soda and now with aerosols. And I have to tell you, we're being attacked.
We no longer recycle aluminum cans here at the farm. We used to save them for people who would take them and earn money from them. No longer. We throw them away because we don't want to be breathing those aluminum cans. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Pack now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class RK has a gun show. Actually, got three gun shows. September 24th and 25th. Gray, Tennessee. Germantown, Tennessee. Conyers, Georgia. That's the 24th and 25th of September. Gray, Tennessee. Germantown, Tennessee. Conyers, Georgia. RKshows.com. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com. Rick, we're talking about weapons that can be used against us. One of the questions I had for you is, what is heat? What actually is heat. And we know what it feels like when it gets hot. We know what it feels like when there's absence of it, which is cold. What actually is heat?
Heat is infrared light. That's what heat is. It's light in the infrared zone. You can see it in the visible region. When things start to get hot, they get red. Infrared means beyond the red color. It starts to manifest itself not so much in the visible region, but you can touch it and know that it's hot. It's still light. It's still electromagnetic radiation. It's just in such a low vibratory level that you can't see it with your eyes, but you can feel it with your hands. That's why we have different senses, to include odoriferous molecules that you can smell with your nose and types of oils that you can taste with your mouth, giving you a range of sampling of the universe as it would appear. And we would say that all phenomena, physical phenomena, is some form of electromagnetic radiation, some of which is the ground moving up and down so slowly, you call it an earthquake. But that's a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, heat is infrared.
Is there a way that we can defend ourselves from these microwave weapons that would be used to heat us up?
Yes and no. Microwave dissipates with 1/r², so the further away you are, the less strength it has in amplitude. But some microwave is so small that it penetrates through anything. Your Faraday cage is usually, that shields things like that, is a series of wires interconnected with each other so that the wavelength is too big to fit between this wire and that wire. And as the wires get smaller, the higher frequencies you can screen. The thing is, with microwave, is so small a wavelength that even with certain kinds of materials, the way they would bond with itself is on a nanometer level, and you can still get a microwave through it. And, or, microwave is so small that if you had a hinge, that, I mean a screw that you screwed in, it can ricochet itself around, reflecting around the threads and into, inside, the closed chamber. Nuking is what we call that when you do your food. You're going to nuke your food. There it is. You're nuking it. So all of this is metaphor in terms of the problems we're now facing. And the cans, the aluminum cans we were talking about, right now, they're milling that down to nanometer, which means you can't shield it wearing a hat, because it'll fall through the hat, it'll fall through the brain skull and directly into the brain, because it's that small a particle. It has nothing to do with breathing it in. It can fall in by gravity. We're messed up big time.
The animals that we use for our food supply, they're breathing.
Oh, they're
this,
already they're toxic, yes. Yes.
And yeah, there's no way around this.
Yeah, you are no longer what you eat, but whom you feed. And if you, 2 years ago, I did aluminum and barium oxide panels on my blood. I wanted to see, you know, if I had aluminum and barium in my system. My aluminum levels were over 1,000 times normal. And I started using modafinil. Thank you, Matt Stein. That's a brown algae extract. And I started using curcumin 95 or turmeric. Thank you, Norm Shealy. And those two things I've been taking for 2 years, and I did my panels last week, and my aluminum now is almost down to normal, where it should be. How about your panels? I would recommend that we all begin to just assume were toxic and heavy metals right now. And there's this little device that Japan has come out with called a detox foot massage. You put your feet in electrolysis, and it pulls all the heavy metals out of your feet because that's where they all migrate. And that's why reflexology and everybody likes their foot massage. And it goes crunch, crunch, crunch. You're breaking down the lactic and uric acid that have deposited there from gravity. And that's where your metals are as well. And will you see how yucky the water becomes when it starts electrolysis and moving those heavy metals out of your body? It's creepy.
Rick, are you saying that these heavy metals migrate down to our feet because of gravity? Because that's the
ones that are not absorbed by organs to cause them to have... What were we talking about? Oh, yes, Alzheimer's. Yes.
Yeah, and that was... Obviously, that was something that was coming to mind.
There it is.
Because...
In my
encounters with people, I'm finding that they're saying, boy, my memory's nowhere near as good as it used to be. It's almost universal. Almost universal.
What were we talking about? What memory? What? Who? What? Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes.
From there, senior moments aside, this is getting crazy. And I have no idea who's doing it and for what. There's all kinds of different aerosols. And I'm guessing there's probably at least 20 or 30 different reasons why they're doing it. One of which is there's too many people on Earth, and oh wait, we can use this as a quick wave guide to deploy, you know, microwave into da 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 da. It's crazy.
Yeah, and maybe if we didn't poison them, we could eat them, so they could.
Oh, better yet, let's turn them into a little Borg. Resistance is futile. You know, turn us into laptops. Person of interest.
I like that sign that says, eat the rich. I like that sign.
Eat the rich. Yeah.
Rick, what?
Cannibalism and Lord of the Flies. That's a book that everybody should revisit again, because that's how it's going to play. And when everything goes down into a black hole, it will be Lord of the Flies and how the hierarchy of who's in charge works.
Lord of the Flies. Rick, what about light weapons? We know about lasers. I'll tell you what, I saw a little
boom,
hand.
The boom grenades? The phosphorus grenades?
I was talking about that a long time. Talking about laser type weapons, using light as a weapon, using light to drill holes. I saw a laser about 1 watt, just 1 watt, drill a hole through a piece of plastic in, I don't know, maybe a second.
Goldfinger took all our gold by doing that, according to James Bond. I have to tell you, I have not a clue what's going on in weapons today, but I can tell you that I'm getting all kinds of weird ringing in my ears from probably weapons being deployed down the street. They used to have to be just outside. Remember the through-wall surveillance and things? You had to, with microwave, you had to be, within 20, 30 feet. Now they can do it from space. This is crazy. And imagine your house is a Faraday cage with all the wiring and everything in it so that you're sort of protected. And or, wait, maybe they're going to use those weapons to turn your house into a microwave oven and fry you slowly.
Okay, I understand that the Chinese space station is going to be coming down to Earth in 2017, the second half of 2017.
Yeah, they lost control. They finally admitted that.
They lost control. I wonder if they lost control or we disconnected their control. I wonder, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Liability. And oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Yeah, and my wife and I were talking about this, and we were talking about they have no idea where this thing's going to land. No clue where it's going to land. And, you know, they're saying, well, the fragments won't be any, won't be really big. But, however, this thing's coming down. There's no question about it coming down. And obviously it's not a good thing, but chances are it will land in the ocean because most of the surface of our planet is the ocean, but they can't control it. They cannot control where this thing's going to come down. So it's of concern, and my wife and I were talking about this, and I said, so what makes you think that they even care about the loss of life when this thing comes down? That's no big deal to them. It is if it comes down in your neighborhood, but to them, I don't think they care.
Well, watch what happens on the 25th or 26th of this month. That's one which, in physics, that's called the many-body problem. When you have two solar systems, like billiard balls being thrown on a billiard table and trying to discover the equation of motion and where they're all going to go. That is what we're up against right now. And so, you know, Nibiru and its solar system is now in collision with our solar system. And right now, it's not Wormwood, but it's one of those, like Wormwood, is out by Uranus. And that is called the many-body problem, where you can't solve the equation of motion. You don't know how it's going to play. You know, when you throw those balls down on a table and they're all going in opposite directions and they hit each other and click, 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 pinball wizard. There you go. That's what we are. End of days. The only thing I know now is it's not going to be by flood because I have a rainbow.
When we come back, Rick, can we talk about some of the smartest people who ever lived, and Leonardo da Vinci is on that list. He's number one, lived from 1452 to 1519, and they say that his IQ was about 200, but he was diversely the most talented person ever. Let's talk about some of those guys.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot
flash. Thank God you're
late. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to go to his website, docram.com. Rick, there are a couple of things I think we'd like to talk about in the last few minutes. One of them is a head transplant. Another is the potential of herbs as a cash crop. Another one is as some of the smartest people who ever lived. Do we have many of those people living anymore that are really, really smart?
Yeah, there's supposed to be 144,000 of us somewhere on this planet. Avatars. No, it's IQ is not what you think it is, and when someone calls you smart, that doesn't mean you're necessarily smart. I'm not. If I'm so smart, how come I'm still a starving artist? You know, that kind of thing. Values, and that's what it comes down to when you measure someone, is what are your values? And from some points of view, that person's really smart. And in others, they're not. Because some people aren't looking for physical solutions. They're looking for spiritual ones. Now, right. There it is. I mean, you know, values. And
So yeah.
Smartness.
If you didn't have values and morals, you could be rich. You know,
well,
just like
there you go. Morals and ethics, just like Ducky Mallard said when he's responsible. Hey, ethical man knows not to cheat on his wife. A moral man won't.
How about
the
potential
difference between ethics and morals, and the difference between intent and purpose? And when you do purpose, according to Aleister Crowley, none shall say nay. When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing here, you're not in conflict with anything. That's how you know.
You've got a book called The Potential of Herbs as a Cash Crop, and I was thinking about how can some of us earn some extra money. Rick, would that work if we followed the recommendations in your book,
Potential of Herbs as a Cash Crop? That's a basic book on export and, you know, doing a national, gross national product, that kind of thing. I'm rewriting that book. That book is Basics on Farming and How to Go Into a Field and Lay Your Field Out. The things that, you know, a lot of people don't know, even if they're farming. However, what I'm writing now is the small farm, family farm for the 21st century. That's going to be out next month. And that book talks about herbal pharmacies where your blood thinner is being grown because, you know, Walgreens may not be open anymore. The Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture just went up as an ebook on my site. There's 9 volumes to that. And these are crops that are generic for given habitats and regions and mindsets. Living in New York is going to be a different kind of crop if you're in upstate New York than it is in Missouri. And each has native plants for barter. You have a history of crops that we cannot grow here, including, you know, black cohosh, you know, which is estrogen and things of that nature. Well, we have cascara out here, which is cascarines for laxatives. We are choosing our habitat, and like kerchief, you should eat your environment. So if you live on the coast, you're eating fish, and that presumes you're doing seaweed and other kinds of kelps as part of your native plants. Whereas in Missouri, you have grasses and other kinds of grains that we are not growing here that are just growing wild there. That's where the barter part comes in becoming more centralized rather than decentralized in our exchange.
Rick, where do we get your encyclopedia?
You can get all of these at oak-publishing.com. They're either on my Facebook page at docram.com or my primary website at richardallenmiller.com. I'm good to go.
Okay. Do you know what the cost of that ebook encyclopedia is?
The 9 volumes are $6 a book, or if you buy them all, I don't know what we're going to do, either $35 or $45, somewhere in there where you get a bargain. And Amazon, well, then at some point I'm going to give it free to Amazon, and then if you want individual books, you can buy them directly from me. Right now I'm selling them as different forms of ebooks. There's Kindle, Nook, and PDF.
Very good, Rick. And what do you think about head transplants? You think that's going to work in the future?
They actually are trying to do that in China.
Yeah, that's
I know, they're actually trying to do that. And that is what an avatar is, where you move your intelligence into a golem or a body.
Rick, thanks so much for being with us. We're out of time. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.